Story 16, 10 Plagues and the Passover. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and asked him to let the Israelites go into the desert and worship. Pharaoh answered, "No, absolutely not." Moses said to Pharaoh, "Because you will not let our people go, the water in the river will turn into blood." That was the first plague. Soon all the water in Egypt was blood. The people had to dig wells to find good water. After 7 days, Moses told Pharaoh, "Because you will not let our people go, frogs will be everywhere on your land." Soon frogs started coming out of the river. They went into people's houses, into their food, and into their beds. Pharaoh asked Moses to get rid of the frogs, and he promised to let the people go. The next day, the frogs died, but Pharaoh changed his mind and wouldn't let the people go. Next, God sent lice on all the people and animals in Egypt. After that, God sent swarms of flies to cover the land, and Pharaoh said the people could leave. But the next day, when the flies were gone, Pharaoh changed his mind again. Then God caused all of Egypt's cattle to die, but Pharaoh still wouldn't let the people go. God also sent boils on the Egyptians and their animals. Moses went to Pharaoh with another message from God. "Tomorrow, I'll send hail like you've never seen before." When the storm came, Pharaoh begged Moses to make it stop. But as soon as it did stop, he changed his mind again. After that, locusts came and ate every green plant on the land. Pharaoh said, I'm sorry for my sin. Please ask God to take the locusts away." But when the locusts were gone, he still wouldn't let the people go. Next, God sent darkness over the land for 3 days. Pharaoh said, "Your people may go and worship, but leave your animals here." Moses answered, "Absolutely not. We will take everyone and everything, even the animals." Then Pharaoh was angry. "Get away from me, and don't ever come back. Mark my word, you will die if you ever see my face again." The Lord told Moses, "I will bring one last plague on the Egyptians, and then Pharaoh will let the people go. Tell my people this. Every family must take a perfect male lamb, kill it, and put its blood on the doorpost and above the door. Then the family must stay inside their home. At midnight, I will pass over all the land of Egypt and kill the firstborn in every home. But when I see the blood on your houses, I will pass over you." Everything happened just as God said. Then Pharaoh ordered, "Go, take your people and your flocks and leave." So the people left while it was still night. After that, the Israelites celebrated Passover every year, and they still do today.